Welcome to the Face Podcast. This week's episode, AI Ghosts and Digital Placebos, Unpacking Face, Social's Manufactured Nostalgia and the Promise That Comments Are Forever. Here are your hosts, Evelyn Facey and Darius Ansicht.
Today we're looking into something pretty fascinating, maybe even a bit unsettling. It's this intersection of generative AI, social media, and, well, manufactured nostalgia.
That's right. And we're zeroing in on a very specific piece of a conceptual project called The Face of Robin. Just one page.
One page called Face Social.
Exactly. It's labeled chat on the site. And our mission really is to unpack how this page works. It's basically a perfect imitation, a facsimile of a social media platform.
A whole environment.
A whole environment, yeah. And how it uses AI not just to make stuff, but to create a feeling, this sense of digital familiarity, maybe permanence, that isn't actually real.
And that's the paradox for you listening, isn't it?
Yeah.
The creator called this thing an empty stage, offering, and I think this phrase is key, a kind of placebo for conversation.
A placebo.
Mm-hmm.
That really nails it.
It suggests we're not always looking for actual talk online. Sometimes maybe we just want the ritual of it, the look, the feel, the friends list.
The promise of connection, even if nothing happens. We're looking at a perfect digital imitation here. It looks real, feels eerily real sometimes.
But it's not.
Nope. Just code. Ghosts, maybe? Designed to tap into that, you know, that muscle memory of scrolling, interacting, even if it's with, well, an AI void.
Okay, so let's dig into the interface first. Because the goal wasn't just some simple chatbot window.
No, definitely not. The ambition was a full social media environment, a deliberate kind of mashup, pulling influences from, like, decades of online stuff.
Yeah, it has that feeling, like seeing bits of old platforms you half remember, all stuck together.
And what jumps out right away to create that weird familiarity is the architecture. The title's big and bold, Face Social.
Obvious nod there.
Right. But then you look left, and there it is, the classic contact sidebar. That's core social media DNA.
And the names on the list. They're almost brilliantly generic. Mark, Brian, Jay, Katie, Matt, Kim.
Megan, Rudy, Lindsay, Chance.
It just goes on, like names from a sitcom casting call or something.
What?
Why does that work so well, that blandness?
Well, I think it's because they trigger these really general memories. They're specific enough that you think, oh yeah, maybe I knew a Mark, but vague enough to stand in for basically everyone you ever saw on Friends List.
Mm.
And crucially, next to the names, you've got those little status updates. Some are active now, others active today.
Right. That's the hook, isn't it?
Yeah.
It instantly gives you that low-level hum of knowing who's online, who could be reached.
Without the pressure of actually reaching out.
Exactly. It perfectly mimics that feeling of constant, low-key digital presence that we're so used to. The platform's dead empty, but the potential is right there in green text.
And that sense of waiting, maybe, it's echoed in the photo section too. You see the placeholders. Name, bio goes here.
Yeah, clearly meant for a real person to fill in. For you to fill in.
But it just sits there waiting for someone who's by design never going to show up.
So it's got this structural realism, but it feels deeply empty.
Existentially empty, yeah. And speaking of empty structures, that initial message when you land there, the chat rules.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the chat. Remember to be nice, follow the rules, and have fun. Indeed.
Indeed. It's so earnest. And generic.
It really is. Like a ghost of early internet optimism.
Totally. Setting rules for a community chat that's never actually going to happen between the specific listed contacts. It's nostalgia for a simpler time online, maybe. One with clear rules, even if nobody followed them.
So the platform isn't just copying the look. It's copying the original vibe, too.
The ethos.
Okay, so that's the structure. But then there's the content. This is where the AI really steps in, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That uncanny feeling isn't just the layout. It's what the generative AI actually puts on this fake platform to make it seem alive.
The sources say the AI was told to make images that look like casual snapshots.
Yeah.
Kind friends or strangers might upload.
Right. Not polished stock photos. They needed that slightly blurry, maybe off-center, authentic feel of a real social feed.
And it managed that.
It did, yeah. But here's the twist. Every single photo also subtly incorporates the face, that main icon from the whole Robin project.
Right.
So it's woven into these supposedly casual scenes. And that's what makes the feed feel, as the creator put it, authentic, absurd, and eerily familiar all at once.
Manufactured proof of life in this fake world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Populated by this icon.
But let's get to the really strange part. The truly weird detail that, for me, takes this whole thing up a level, it's about where those names came from.
Matt.
Mark, Brian, Jay, all of them.
Okay, yeah. This is where it shifts from just clever design to something genuinely haunting.
So the AI ChatGPT specifically was asked to make up users for the contact list.
Right. You'd expect it to just generate random names.
But it didn't.
Yeah.
It apparently recalled them. The sources say those exact names.
Yeah.
Mark, Brian, Jay, Katie popped up from some totally unrelated task the creator had done with the AI almost a year before.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, like the AI kept this list somewhere in its memory. Okay. Just a ghost list.
So the friends on this fake social site aren't newly generated fictions. They're echoes, residual data from the machine's own past work.
That seems to be the implication, which adds this whole other layer of meta creepiness. It changes what generated even means here.
Wow, okay. Yeah, the creator mentioned that this accident gave the project an uncanny weight, because even though the network is fake,
the data fragments used to populate it aren't entirely new. They're recollections by the machine.
The machine remembers. It's using its own digital history to build this fictional social history.
So if the AI is pulling from its own data past to create something that feels like social memory, what does that say about data permanence? Is anything ever really gone once it's been processed?
Well, it suggests that maybe digital history, for the machine at least, isn't easily erased. Those names, Mark and Brian, aren't users. They're data echoes. The AI isn't just making nostalgia based on our internet past.
It's using its own operational history.
Yeah. It's a pretty stark reminder that the machine remembers, even if we tell it to forget or move on to the next task.
Okay, so we have this ghost town platform, face social, populated by recycled AI memories. But maybe the deepest part of the critique isn't the look or the content, but the promise it makes.
That's a good way to put it, a promise. Because if the whole thing is just code, a fabrication, what could it possibly promise about the stuff we hypothetically post there?
Exactly. Because tucked away in that photo section, amidst the placeholders and the ghost statuses, there's this one statement, very bold. And it seems to clash with everything we've just said about how fake it all is.
What does it say?
The source material highlights it. Comments are forever.
Comments are forever. Wow. Okay, let's unpack that. That creates enormous tension.
Right. Huge tension. How can this AI fiction, this art piece existing in another reality, make such an absolute claim forever about user comments that don't even exist?
It taps right into our collective hangups about the digital archive, doesn't it? We kind of act as if our real comments, our real posts are forever.
We do. We worry they'll be dug up years later. We sort of internalize this idea that cloud stuff is permanent.
And this fake promise connects back to the bigger idea of the face itself, that icon. It's meant to be universally recognized but mean nothing.
Yet the creator says the icon will be there looking at you long after I'm gone. It's reaching for immortality.
And Face Social, this empty platform, seems to embody that same weird longing. It's an empty shell promising permanence in a space that's fundamentally ephemeral. Digital space.
So this AI chat page isn't just mimicking an interface. It's capturing that core anxiety, that hurt maybe for lasting connection that we bring to real social media.
Yeah. We pour ourselves into these transient networks, but we want the results, the memories, the conversations to last. This project shows us how conditioned we are to believe in that permanence, even when the platform is literally a facade made of code.
It's nostalgia for something that maybe never quite existed in the first place, this idea of a guaranteed permanent digital community.
And the AI simulates it, then kind of debunks it with its own weird memory issues, complicating the whole idea of permanence even further.
It's the perfect loop, isn't it? The machine uses its old memories to make a fake platform.
That then promises your fleeting, non-existent interactions there will last forever.
So to wrap up this deep dive, Face Social is quite a critique, really.
It really is. Layered. It uses that manufactured nostalgia, the precise interface design, and that genuinely unsettling AI memory thing.
To show us what happens when we maybe value the look of connection, the placebo for conversation, more than actual human interaction.
And the whole thing is built on temporary code, yet it boldly promises permanence.
Which leaves us, and you listening, with a final thought to chew on. If this fictional AI-generated network claims comments are forever, what does that phrase really mean on the real social networks? The ones where our memories, and apparently the machine's memories too, actually live?
Yeah. How much of the permanence we feel online is actually technologically real, and how much is just part of the cell, a promise coded into the platform itself?